We've heard a lot in recent weeks about what happened in Cologne in Germany on New Year's Eve, the mob that gathered near Cologne's train station, assaulting women there. Many of the men involved were of Middle Eastern and North African descent. American Caitlin Duncan was swept into that chaos. And if you've been following the coverage of that event, the start of her story might sound familiar until it takes an unexpected turn.
First, someone pulled off my hat and I turned around to get it back and someone grabbed me from behind. So I turned around to push him off of me. And then when I turned back around to get my hat and then push my way out, then a man grabbed my face and tried to kiss my face and neck in some kind of drunken way. And so I pushed him also. And then I stormed off to just get away. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it's really hard to get your bearings in a situation like that. You're then approached by a stranger, and I'm going to guess that strangers on this evening might not be so welcome at this point. What did this man say to you?
At this point, I had been attacked for the second time by this larger group, groped all over my body, my hair pulled. But he came up to me and said, "Kann ich dir helfen?" Which in German is, "Can I help you?" And he made sure to keep a distance between us, and he looked really concerned. And I thought, well, why not? Please help me. But both of us, our German is not the best. So then he said, "I'll get my friend. He's just right there. He speaks English." Then I explained to Hisham what happened. It's the men attacked me. I don't have my phone. Hisham is the man that speaks English.
Gotcha.
That I mostly communicated with.
So they asked you if you needed help and you said, "Yeah, I do."
I said, I just need to find my boyfriend if you could help me look for him. And I told them, "I've been attacked. I don't have any idea what's happening here. I don't have a way to call him." And they first said, "Okay, well, you can use our phone." But in that moment, I just could not remember his phone number. It's just really unfortunate. So then they said, "Okay, no problem. We'll pay for you to take a taxi." And I said, "Well, you know, a taxi is about 70 euro from here." And they said, "Yeah, that's no problem. You need to leave. You need to be safe. We can just give you the money. It's no problem."
Wow. And what about your boyfriend? Did they find him?
The whole time, people are actually throwing fireworks into the crowd. So the whole thing was very chaotic. And then we did find him, I would say, after maybe 25 minutes or something.
These New Year's Eve attacks and sexual assaults have been blamed largely on refugees and migrants. But these men who helped you were migrants themselves. They were Syrians.
Yeah, exactly. Hisham told me about his family and how he came to Germany in hopes of being able to have his family join him later. He misses them a lot.
So since those New Year's Eve attacks, I gather attitudes toward refugees in Germany seem to have shifted a lot.
Yeah.
You were a victim of that mob, but your story runs counter to so many other accounts from that night. What do you say to others now, especially women who are frightened of the changes in Germany that the refugee influx has brought about?
It's completely justified to be fearful and angry when you hear about any woman being assaulted. And when there are hundreds of women reporting it, I completely understand the anger and the fear. I do think, however, it should be directed at the individuals, those people specifically that committed the crime, and not generalize it to an entire group of people based on a religion or a country of citizenship.
Caitlin Duncan is a student in Tübingen, a university town in southern Germany. We tracked down Hisham Ahmed Mohammed, one of the Syrian refugees who helped her on New Year's Eve.
"I helped her because she is alone and she was crying. I take hand of Caitlin. I make Caitlin behind me and I speak with high voice. If you want problem, I can make problem. My friends hear my voice. They came to me to be beside me. The first of all, I say to them, we must make circle about Caitlin because somebody tried to kiss her or to touch her. She didn't need that again. Because I am Muslim, I cannot leave anybody who needs help alone. From my story, people know there are good refugees, good people, They will help anybody.
Syrian refugee Hesham Ahmed Mohammed, he helped American Caitlin Duncan when she was threatened by a mob in Cologne, Germany on New Year's Eve.